It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Welcome back to the Goddess Vibration. This is Allie.
And this is Tiara.
Today, you guys, we have a very special treat for all of you. We have been talking about relationships. Well, we talk about many topics on this podcast, but we have been talking about relationships from the women's perspective. And today we are going to talk about relationship from a man's perspective. This is going to be a two-part series. And then next week, we have a very special guest for all of you. More on that later. But today, I have been doing some research and I have had some very interesting conversations with men of all different age groups. Like, we're talking 20s, 30s, and even 50s. And through these conversations, I have discovered that the way that these men view women, there's actually commonalities amongst these different age groups. And it makes me question what's going on with women. Because I don't know. I think if you go back to previous episodes and if you listen to our previous episodes, we kind of have talked about what has shifted. Obviously, the feminist movement is a very big one. I also think needs and wants have changed. There's also a lot of energy shifts within people because we all have feminine energy and masculine energy. So as I like to put it in previous episodes, it's kind of been this perfect storm on why dating has shifted so much. But through these episodes of us talking about dating, I got this idea that I brought up to Tiara and I was just like, we need to talk to some men. And we need to get men's perspective on how they view us because there is two sides to every story. There is two sides of a coin. We have our perspective, but they have their perspective. And so I took on this project because I wanted to gather information that I think would be very helpful for men and women because we are a podcast of self-help and self-improvement. With spiritual and new age concepts. And there's a lot going on right now between the genders. And we have exhausted the women's perspective. And I really wanted to talk about the man's perspective.
You know, I'm glad we're doing this. And for the record, I was actually assigned some tasks for this project too that I did not deliver on. And that is my fault. I don't really get out that often, you know. I do drive for Uber and Lyft, and my task was to chat and get some perspective on dating from some of the men, and I didn't take that opportunities, and honestly, like, I didn't really pick up a lot of single men in my different demographic. Like, most of my rides are typically women or couples or their high school kids. Especially because school started. So I didn't really seize those opportunities. And so that's my bad. That's my fault. But I can say that I have noticed some observations when it comes to the male perspective, especially seeing some of the leaders out there, like the male role models who are trying to instill positivity and strength in men and trying to help them make sense of this new landscape. And there are men out there who are frustrated and fed up with this shifting dynamic when it comes to women kind of taking advantage, especially since you know, we're in this space now where women make more money much of the time, and women are leading the household, and women are more educated. And so I think women are taking advantage of that. And there are men who are frustrated because they don't know their place in all of this. And there are some women out there who feel entitled when it comes to this new space that they're in. And I get that. Like, you're a woman who comes from a lineage where women didn't really have the opportunity to lead or to succeed. And all of a sudden you're in this new atmosphere where you're being handed these opportunities that your ancestors, your feminine ancestors didn't have. And so, like, you're going to run with that and you're going to take advantage of that. And, like, I get that. But I do think that when it comes to dating, it's caused some distortion. So I'm really excited to hear more and learn more about the male perspective. And our guest after this episode is going to be sharing a lot of that. So it's going to be interesting.
It's definitely going to be interesting. So, as I mentioned, I really did talk to three men, 20s, 30s, and 50s, and they have such really interesting perspectives. And our guest next week, I actually met him randomly at a coffee shop. And, you know, he was actually listening in on the conversation I was having with my friend and this project. And as we were getting up to leave, he just asked if he could join in on the conversation, which I was unbothered. And he really had a lot of interesting perspective where he was saying that women have become so entitled and or toxic that it's to the point where many men actually want nothing to do with women.
And that's so crazy to me. I mean, like, I get that response, but it's just, I had no idea that men felt that way. Like, I really did not. So just hearing that from him was really, really surprising.
It was surprising. I was surprised, but I wasn't shocked.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was surprised to hear that, but I also wasn't shocked to hear that. I was like, you want to know what? You're probably right, because women have shifted into this more entitlement, toxic, masculine energy that we're in. It's like women are deeply into their toxic masculine and men are deep into their toxic feminine. And that is not where we are intended to be.
No, it's not. And it's so crazy because for so long, like, and I would see in the news and on headlines about, oh my God, toxic masculinity. And these men, they're shooting up schools because of toxic masculinity. And I'm just like, I really think that there's way more to it than that. Like, you know, because the news only, they create a false narrative most of the time. So it's interesting that it's actually women in many regards that have been impacted by that toxic masculinity, but in a different way. And no one's talking about that except us.
No one. No one really is. And so I actually had a 2-hour conversation with a friend of mine, and he was in the age group of 50s. And I had asked him, I started the conversation with men's perspective on dating in the modern world and how has it shifted and why has it shifted? And he brought up a lot of really interesting points that I just want to share in this conversation. So his first one was, we have become this instant gratification society. It's like you want it now and you want it when you want it. And I feel like people aren't giving, like, relationships take time and relationships take time to build. And because we have this instant gratification of we want it now, it's like people are just wanting the other people to meet their needs. And it's like, oh, well, if you can't meet this need right now, then bye. Like, I'm not even going to waste time on you. And so it's like that instant gratification mindset of, well, if I can't get it right now, well, I'm going to go find someone else who can give it to me right now. When relationships in theory actually take time to build, it takes time to get to know to get to know someone. It takes time to really kind of nurture that relationship. So I thought that was a really, really interesting perspective.
Right. And I think that's completely understandable when it comes to where we are as a species. And, you know, that whole thing about instant gratification, I think that's been an issue in our society for a while, but I kind of feel like social media has compounded that because it seems to have coincided with like the shortened attention span, right? So like, and I admit to having a very short attention span. Like if I'm online and something doesn't capture me in like the first 10 seconds, like I'm swiping or I'm scrolling or I'm going on to something else. And I think that that's kind of part of it where it's just like, what do you have to give me like right now in these first few moments that I'm with you? And if I don't see it, then I'm moving on to the next thing. So like, yeah, that has been so impactful when it comes to dating is kind of crazy because you see how these changes and the things that we've, you know, shifted in our society when it comes to technology has actually also impacted how we relate to each other. And that's crazy. That's crazy.
Speaking of social media, this is actually another point that he brought up, which is so true, which is actually not even something I even considered. But you know how social media nowadays has all these filters and you can just change your appearance?
Oh, yeah. Like in like with, oh, and especially with AI now, too.
Well, yeah, but it's just like you can make your lashes longer or you can make your skin clearer or you can just use Photoshop and make yourself look slimmer.
Right, right.
And yes. So people, because of social media, it's like people are not even posting real authentic photos of themselves. Like they're always altering themselves. And I've been hearing dating stories where, you know, it's like you think you're setting up a date with someone who doesn't even look like the way that they look. And so they show up to the date and it's just like men, because women do use filters more than men do. I mean, I don't think anyone can argue with us on that one. And so you show up to the date and you're expecting a certain person and then they show up and then they look absolutely nothing like their photos.
Okay, so like, I have heard horror stories about this, you know, the horror stories about being catfished or like you see someone in their profile photo and they look a specific way and you've been talking to them for weeks and then you meet them and they're just like a completely different individual. But how common is that really? Like,
actually nowadays way more common. It has happened to all the men I've talked to.
What?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just like, personally, I have never done that. Like, I have never altered my photo.
Neither have
using... I. Okay. So that's why I was just like, well, how common is that? Because...
Very.
Wow.
Very. And that's why I love having these conversations with these men, because I'm just like... They are very frustrated with women because they feel like they're constantly being deceived. They also feel like... Women have developed this narcissism around themselves, like the superiority, this narcissism, this entitlement. Like women have this attitude now where the instant gratification of like, oh, well, you can't provide my need right now. I'm going to go find someone who will. Or if they don't look a certain way or if they don't, you know, if they're not in the right career or whatever, it's like, women have been writing off these men because women have a checklist apparently. And so it's like women have been writing off these men before even getting, like, they won't even give them the time of day. It's like, oh, you're not it. Bye.
Right. Right.
So it's very interesting that like all of them, all three of them were just like, no, like we... You know, online dating, these dating apps, obviously, like this is how people are meeting people nowadays. And it's because of all of the filters and because of Photoshop, it's just like they're like these women show up and they are nothing like what they're posting online. And they feel deceived.
Okay, so I didn't realize this either, but I saw a graphic about how the way people meet when it comes to dating has shifted over the past like 20 years. And 20 years ago, most people met through family and friends. Today, I didn't realize this. You know, it makes sense. Today in 2024, something like 60 or 60% of people who date meet their partner through online dating or online in some way or fashion.
Of course,
which kind of goes, to show how reduced and how less people are actually interacting with each other outside of the internet.
Of course.
And that's just wild.
It's very wild.
Yeah, I had no idea it was that pervasive.
It's just so crazy. And I think this is part of the reason why dating is such a mess out there, because it's like people are not taking the time to get to know each other because we've been so brainwashed into thinking like this is what we have to be dating and this is what we're looking for. And so you have 90% of women looking for this 0.05% guy that only exists. It's like, I'm sorry, there's not enough of what society tells us we should be dating. There's not enough of those guys to go around for all these women looking for that same type.
I know, exactly. And, you know, if you browse through some of the sentiments from some of the men who are like the incel, like in that whole incel subgroup, they say that a lot of their frustration is that a lot of women go for the best looking guys. And that's just unfair. And I'm just like, man, it's so much more complex and complicated than that, because with social media and online dating, all you have is a photo. Like, you don't have anything else to gauge when it comes to finding a partner. So like, isn't that what everyone's doing? Like, isn't everyone just looking at the photo and saying swipe right, swipe left? Like, I just, yeah.
Well, it's a little bit more, you know, I mean, like, there's a whole profile. It's just most people don't even fill out the profile. But like, there's
they
actually
don't.
People that. But there's actually people actually put time and effort into their profiles, which
okay,
is a little bit better.
It is, but like, how rare is that? Like, I spent maybe 2 weeks on Tinder when my marriage was ending. I was on there for like 2 weeks, and I didn't see any completed profiles except maybe one or two. And so I'm just like, how do you gauge if someone's a match for you with just a photo? Like, it's in my opinion, it is so shallow, which is why I'm not a big fan of online dating.
Well, it is shallow.
It's so shallow.
I mean, it's shallow, but it's also like the ways of the times, you know?
I know.
Like, you can either participate in the way, like, you can either participate in all of this madness, or you will most likely just stay single.
Right. And, you know, I feel like a lot of my sentiments has shifted towards the more traditional, where I'm just like, okay, I'm not a big fan of like the online dating stuff, but I'm still open to dating, but I would much rather prefer to meet someone in person. The big thing for me is actually getting out and going and doing that. And half the time I can't be bothered, but I'm trying to put more effort into that. It's just like, you know, I don't have a ton of money and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go get pretty and get dressed. And then I got to go drive and spend money. And I'm just like, let me sit here and watch Netflix for 2 hours. And I know I'm not the only one who feels that way.
Yeah,
I feel
no,
a lot of that sentiment.
I was going to say, you're not the only one that feels that way. And I know that because you want to know what? Like, this is off topic, but bed rotting has become such a big thing.
Oh my God. It's like one of my most favorite things ever.
Yeah, like, people would prefer to bed rot. That's what it's called. I can't believe they actually put a term to it. Then, you know, get out there and socialize.
They put a term to it because it needed one.
Right.
Which, like, you know, a lot of women are tired and we're burnt out. And I'm coming from, like, that burnt out energetic space. So, yeah, for me, bed rotting is like one of the best things ever. Now, I can only do it up to a certain point because I do get restless, where I'm
Same.
Just like, oh my God, I just need to get up and at least walk around. But I love it. I absolutely love it. And if anyone else wants to bed rot for hours, like, you know what? I'm not going to judge you.
I mean, I'm not here to judge either because I've done it too. So it's like I'd be a hypocrite if I judge.
Right. Okay.
But going back to how men view women, I thought that this was actually a really interesting point that actually came from all three men that I talked to. And they said that a lot of women lie to themselves and they don't know what they really want, which I found to be actually very interesting.
No, that is very interesting. And it also makes a ton of sense because I was one of those women.
Oh, tell us more.
Like on the outset, like on paper, I knew what I wanted. Like, for example, he had to be tall and he had to be fit and he had to like be mentally stable and be able to hold an intellectual conversation. But like, I didn't necessarily, and I also wanted a guy who was educated. Now, I didn't necessarily stick to that because the guy I ended up marrying wasn't educated. He didn't have a higher education. And so you kind of like get to this place where it's like, all right, well, what should matter more? Should it be about the connection to the guy? Should I really stick to this list? Like what's more important? What matters? And you kind of have a little bit of a crisis there. Now, I ended up marrying him, so it didn't really hit me that way. But I think for some women, they kind of get to this place where they have this list, they don't find a guy, and then they start to kind of have a crisis where they're like, oh, well, what do I really want? Why isn't he materializing? Where is this guy? Why can't I find him? So I could see why that would be a struggle for many women, is especially if they have these lists and they're not finding that match.
Okay, but what does that have to do with lying to yourself?
I don't know that I necessarily lied to myself. Like, I at least knew what I wanted on paper. I think the issue comes when, like, you meet a guy that's nice and kind of ticks some of the boxes, but not all of them.
So lying to yourself.
Because it's like, yeah, so because it's kind of like, well, I like this guy, and he ticks some of these boxes, but he doesn't tick the rest of these boxes. So do I like him? Do I not like him? You get too mental when it's a connection that should be an emotional one.
Oh, I absolutely agree. So I've always actually found people that I connect to on a very emotional level. Always.
Which like,
if I'm gonna be in a relationship with you, then it's like I always look for people that I actually like actually feel drawn to. I go more with the feeling more than I do the thinking.
Yeah. Like,
for example, like two men in my life who I have amazing relationships with, I didn't know this at the time. I had no idea until like a year and a half ago now. But like two of the men that I had like, really felt connected to, they just happened to be members of my soul family. And I was like, the connection makes sense now. I get it. Now I understand like why I felt like this pull and why I felt so drawn and why we clicked so well. Now, of course, when I was dating them, I had no idea that they were soul family. But once I found out that they were soul family, I was like, it all makes sense.
Right. But I do think that for a lot of women, dating, and even men, dating has become very mental, right? Because it's like, these are the boxes that this person needs to tick. Do they or don't they? Do they tick all of them? Do they tick most of them? If they only tick half of them, does that matter? Should I still engage with them? And I think there are women who are of two camps, right? There are the women who will say, okay, he ticks half of those. I'm going to continue to engage with him just to see where it goes. And then there are women who are like, all right, he ticks half of these. He's a great guy, but this isn't enough for me.
Well, I'm happy that you brought up the mental piece because, The mental piece of dating has really led women to immediately judge men. And men know that we judge them. And what's really interesting is that when I was talking to them, they were just like, the way that women reject and judge men nowadays just kills our self-esteem.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, we shouldn't be doing that. Like, I don't understand. Like, I know 15 years ago, it used to be like, if I was dating someone and if someone was interested in me, I would just politely decline and be like, you know, thank you so much. However, like, I'm currently in a relationship. But now it's just like, these women are just like, why are you talking to me?
Right.
And I'm like, how and when did that shift?
Oh, goodness. That is a great question. Now, okay, full disclosure, I have ghosted men in the past. So I'm going to try to answer that from the perspective of someone who has ghosted, which is also very, very rude and disrespectful. Like, I think it comes from a place of just not knowing how to say properly and respectfully decline. I also think it does come from a place of entitlement where you're just like, well, this guy is not worthy of my time and energy. I'm done. I think it comes from two places, maybe even something more than that. But I just think that as far as courtesy is concerned, that we've just kind of lost that aspect of ourselves when it comes to interpersonal relationships and connections. Like, we don't know how to be respectful and courteous anymore. And I don't know exactly how we got to that place as a society. I really don't.
I don't either. But I really felt for them when they talked about like women's behaviors and how it affects them and their self-esteem. And it makes them not even want to approach women. Yeah. It makes them not even want to even deal with women, which goes back to the first statement where he was just like, women are becoming so toxic to the point where men want nothing to do with them.
Oh, God. Yeah. And the whole not approaching women thing is crazy because back in my day, which is crazy, I gotta say that. But yeah, back in my day, I got approached all the time and I got asked out all the time and I had dates lined up. And today, I just do not see the same level of effort from men or even attention or interest. And I see that shift and I just never understood where it came from. But that men are just feeling put off from women at this point because of the way women have shifted makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. It makes a lot of sense. No, it absolutely does. And it's like, if we are not being respectful towards men, then why would they want to continue to pursue us?
Well, they wouldn't. So then the question becomes then, well, how are men meeting women?
They're not. That it's like what you said, Tiara. It's just they're not. Like, they're just, you know, staying at home doing their own thing, or they're just going out with their buddies and just, you know, just their priority is not looking for women.
Wow. Okay. Pray for our species.
So I then asked these men. I asked them, like, what are some of the things that you'd like to see from women? And I did. Yes, of course. Like, you have to, you know, you have to get their perspective on what they would like to see from us. And some of them, not all, but some of them have said, men are tired of chasing. Like, they're just, they're tired of the chase. And it's so funny because it's like, the way that we are DNA, it's in our DNA that, like, you know, it's like part of the hunt for the man. It's part of the chase. And it's so this is how I know things have shifted. Men are like, no, we don't want to chase women anymore, because even when we do chase women, it's like women come back and they're rude and they have attitude. It's just it doesn't even make us want to even chase women. So it's like, because of our behavior, we have shifted men into this paradigm where it's like they don't even know what to do with themselves, because it's like, why do we want to chase someone who's going to disrespect us? Or why do we want to chase someone where they're not being authentic, because it's so easy to lie on social media and it's so easy to like alter your image and post a photo. And it's just like, I'm just like, I can't believe that we are doing these things. It's like almost an embarrassment.
You know, it kind of is. And it's crazy, because when I was younger, I read a lot of self-help books about dating, because I was just like, I don't know any of this dating shit. I don't know how to navigate this landscape. I was really shy. I was awkward. I didn't really feel attractive. And so I read a couple books about dating, and I read like 3 or 4, actually. And one of the ones that I read, this book is controversial, and it has been for some time. It's like The Rules of Dating or something along those lines. It's basically a list of rules, quote unquote, that you apply on a guy who shows interest, or when it comes to attracting the male gaze. And the focus was always like, you don't pursue a man. If you are a woman, do not pursue a man. Let him pursue you. But you get capture his gaze by showing subtle interest, like whether that's flirting or catching eye contact with him, smiling at him, flipping your hair. Like, you do those things to initiate to a guy, hey, I'm interested, you can approach. And that's how I learned it. Like, and you know, when I was coming up, that was the prevailing thing, was like, if you were dating and you were clever enough when it comes to those dating tactics and you were a woman, that's what you would do. So to see that we're now in a place where that stuff doesn't work, it's like the most, when I tell you it's the most aggravating thing, I don't fucking know what to do with myself. I'm just like, yo, the rules that I learned aren't working. I don't know how to navigate this anymore. I'm back to where I was like 20 years ago. So I'm just like, oh, great. So, I mean, I get it. You know, I see what's going on in the dating landscape, and I get it. If I were a guy, I completely understand that sentiment. It's just like, now, especially for women like me, we're just like, well, what the fuck do we do? Like, I don't fucking know what to do. I don't know how to approach guys like that. Like, it's just not my thing. I just, you know, I'm the dainty girl on the corner with the heels who's like, all right, I need one of these hot guys to come talk to me. I'm going to flirt and I'm going to show him some gaze and like flip my hair, and no one's paying attention. So I'm just like, oh, all right, well, I'll just drink my wine by myself. Like, it just, it's just crazy out there. So, and I know that for a lot of us millennial women, like for some of you women who read that book and know the rules that I'm talking about, like,
I never read that book.
Today's landscape, it's just another animal.
It really is. And I'm so happy that you brought that up, because his next tip for what men would like to see from women, they would like to see women have game.
What does that mean? Like, what does that mean for a woman to have game? Like,
for a woman to be able to flirt, for a woman to be able to approach, to flirt, to have the conversation, everything that we expect men to do, they want to see that from women.
Okay, well, so as I mentioned, the rules did indicate flirting, right? Like, I'm talking about the rules like it's like this template for life. It's really not. It's actually quite toxic. But at the time, it all made sense. So I'm trying to think, like, for flirting, like, okay, I get that. Flirting with a guy, that's obviously a great way to show some type of interest. But as far as approaching a guy or like asking a guy out or like anything like that, that's
where... women need game.
No, that's where you lose me. That's why I'm just like, nah, that's not my landscape, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, my brain just blows up. So
it was actually really funny. After I had this conversation with him, I like was recapping Tiara, and she was like, game? What does that mean? She was like, do they teach a class?
Right. Do they have classes on game for women? Because, well, for men, they had like the whole pickup scene, like the pickup artist thing, which was like a whole thing. And I think it still is in some circles, like the whole pickup artist concept where men would go take classes from men and their whole thing was picking up a girl in a club for sex. And it was like a tactic and a strategy, and there were classes and there were clubs and groups. And so now I'm like, well, do we need that for women now? Like, I just, maybe we do.
Maybe. I think it's actually a fantastic idea, because I think men do want women to step up more, because it's not really fair that in general, men experience rejection more than women do. I think it's like a known fact, right? And so it's like, and so speaking from a self-esteem point of view, it's just like, well, why does our self-esteem always have to be killed? Like, why does it always have to be diminished? And it's a very fair point.
It is. It is. And it's kind of sad. Like, and I never even considered that. I probably should have more while dating, is how often men actually experience rejection.
Yeah.
And when I was getting asked out, like, I kind of knew that, like, in the back of my mind, I knew, okay, these are men who probably get rejected often. So if a guy approached me and he was respectful and kind, but I wasn't interested, I would at least be like, you know what, I respect you for the approach. And, you know, I appreciate your time and energy. I'm just not interested, but I appreciate you coming up. And I know that took some, you know, confidence. So I respect that. And I understand that. It's unfortunate that it's affecting men so negatively.
Exactly. And it makes them want them to have nothing to do with us. And it's really unfortunate and sad.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I didn't realize the extent of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, Tiara, it's like, why don't women approach men? It's most of the time, it's because of self-esteem issues.
Really?
Well, yeah, Tiara, I'd say everyone has self-esteem issues, you know, like, it's hard, like, rejection's not fun, it's not easy. I mean, we did an entire episode of the rejection wound.
Right.
It deeply affects people.
Yeah. Dang. I mean, and I could see that, especially if it's a woman that you're, like, really, really into or really attracted to, and she's just like, fuck off. Like, yeah, I could see how that would mess you up for life.
Well, maybe not mess you up for life, but I mean, I'm just saying, it's just, everyone has feelings regardless of whether or not you're a man or a woman. Everyone has feelings, and everyone has self-worth and self-esteem issues. And I don't think we consider the other person enough or the other gender enough. Like, we just have no compassion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that goes back to the whole lacking in courtesy and understanding and sympathy and compassion when it comes to interpersonal connections. Like, we've just lost so much of that, and it's sad.
It is. And, you know, something else that these men that I chatted with, a tip for us is they want us to be more aware of body language.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I thought was super interesting.
So what does he mean by body image? Like,
no, body language.
I mean, I'm sorry, body language. So he's talking about as far as communicating your sentiments with your body, like.
Well, no, it's just body language is its own form of communication, right? And because so many of us don't really know how to communicate these days, it's like we send signals and signs in many different ways, such as body language. That's why people like study body language, like, you know, are their feet pointed towards me, or are they trying to get closer to me? Are they trying to touch me? Are they trying to get closer into my interpersonal space? Are they trying? And it's just like, you know, sometimes men, if a woman does approach a man and if they're not interested and if they don't have like the balls to say it, then their body language will say it. And so it's like, he was just like, I feel like men are so much more aware of body language than women are. And that's why they brought it up. They were like, we would love to see women understand body language more for the things that we're too afraid to say or can't say. It will show up in our body language, which I thought was super interesting.
So I'm thinking more and more that women need some type of class, because I'm thinking about body language from the perspective of the rules. And so when I was saying, like, from the book, that some of the things they encouraged was like flipping your hair and like leaning in and like eye contact, like all of that is body language. It's just, I don't know if there are women who have lost the art of that. I don't know if it's that women are doing these things and men are misinterpreting. I don't really know what's going on when it comes to that. I don't know if women just don't know how to do any of that at all. But I see the significance and the importance of body language when it comes to dating, because that was something that was heavily emphasized in the rules.
Yeah, I again, never read the book.
So I want to clarify, because, you know, this book is, it's very controversial. I'm going to share the whole title. And oh my God, I'm looking at my Kindle history. I bought this book in 2013. That was like the peak of my dating. So it's called All the Rules, Time-Tested Secrets for Capturing the Heart of Mr. Right. And this book was written by Ellen Fine and Sharon Schneider. And it was a very controversial book, because depending on your perspective, some of the things that they advocate for is manipulative. And I could see why people would think that. I mean, essentially, it's a playbook for specific behaviors designed to elicit a specific behavioral response from the other sex. So I kind of get why people would think that. I thought it was the best freaking thing since sliced bread. So I read this one, and I read like two other dating books that were just fabulous. And this one actually has fantastic reviews. So, you know, it just depends on your perspective. But like I said, in that book, body language was huge. It was huge. It was a really important facet of dating. So, you know, I'm wondering if just a lot of the women who are in the scene right now just don't quite understand that art form anymore.
I would probably agree with that.
You know, if I could figure out this stuff, we could probably make a killing with some type of game for women class, or like,
oh, I know, art for women. I actually had talked about this with my friend. I was just like, I don't think classes, I'm sure these classes like this exist, because everything exists. It's just, I don't think it's very prominent. And so I'm just like, maybe we should look into this.
No, seriously. Like, I think not only do I think women need this, but I think women would sign up for this in droves, because I think a lot of women are where I am, or they're just like, what do I do? Like, my tactics aren't working. My strategies aren't working. I don't get it. I'm not going to approach some guy because I don't know how to fucking do that. So it's just like, I think that a lot of women would gravitate to that if that was offered. And, you know,
I think they would.
I'd pay for that too. I think I'd pay for it. Just out of curiosity, I'd probably pay for it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's very interesting to know, like, how, like, the things that they want to see from women. And, you know, they were just like, first of all, kindness, which isn't hard, people. It's not hard.
Right.
And we should be kind. They also would love to see us be clear about what we want, like stop lying to ourselves. This is actually a really big one that I have noticed from both genders. They all said to me, they were like, women need to stop overselling themselves.
Oh, interesting.
Which I find really interesting, because I find that men also do the same thing. So I think this is actually in both genders, where it's like you're trying to get to know someone, and you're just, if you instinctively really like them, it's like you want to sell yourself. It's like you're just being like, oh, well, look at all the things that I've done, and look at all the things that I've accomplished. Like, you should like me. Like, what can I say to impress you to like me? And that kind of just turns into the conversation, because it's like you're just like you want the connection so bad. So people just don't really know what the hell to talk about. So they just start selling themselves.
So when you say overselling, like when they said overselling, are they talking about?
Okay,
like
so for
pushing
example.
That. Okay, because that could be two things in my mind, because I'm thinking, okay, well, overemphasizing what you have to offer, or is it just you're selling something about yourself that you actually don't have?
That you actually don't have, no.
Okay.
It's just, okay, like, for example, it's like you just started a conversation on Bumble or Tinder or whatever online thing that you use. And it's just like you ask a person like, hi, like, how's your day going? That's usually how the conversation opens. And then it's just like, oh, great. And then it will just immediately go into like, oh, well, you know, I'm the top salesperson for this company. And it's like, oh, that's really cool. And then like, you'll share something about yourself. And then the next line is like, they don't even acknowledge what you just said. The next line is just more selling. It's just like, oh yeah, like, I hit my sales goal like 150% over. And it's like, oh, that's really cool. And you acknowledge what they're saying. And then you'll say something about yourself. And then the next sentence will just be like, oh, like, I have a house and, you know, I'm really established. And then it's like, oh, okay. And it's like, they're not even acknowledging what you're saying. They're just selling themselves to try to impress you.
Got it. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if what they were talking about was like, for example, if you're a woman and you've got this list of stuff in your profile as far as what you are and what you've achieved, and half of that's not true.
No, it's not like, well, I mean, who knows what in the conversation if what they're saying is true. I mean, you're texting, like you don't know them personally, but it's just, it's one of those things where it's like they aren't acknowledging even what you're saying. It's just like the next line is like, I have this, or I've accomplished this, or, and I'm just like, where's the conversation? Like, you're not even acknowledging any of the things that I'm selling. And I personally have experienced this. And I know these men have also experienced this with women, where it's like a conversation can't flow and happen. It's just like, I want to impress you because I want to meet you. And so it's like that communication piece is just like, I'm like, we're 10 sentences in and you haven't acknowledged a single thing I've said. It's just you continue to tell me about yourself and your accomplishments.
Yeah, that is not a fun way to engage in conversation. Like, I would be immediately put off. Right. I'm just like, you're not even hearing me.
Exactly.
So it sounds like we've in some ways kind of lost that art of connection, and that art of like true, authentic conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so I thought this was just like from the woman's point of view, but that's why I wanted to do this project where I wanted to talk to men, and men are like, oh, women do that too. Women oversell themselves in conversations and I don't even feel like I'm being acknowledged. And I'm like, that's so interesting because I know plenty of women who feel that way about men. And so it's on both sides. It's both genders.
Right. Wow.
So that should give you an indication, you guys, of like what is going on in the dating world and how men view us.
Yeah, it's not looking very encouraging. Not gonna lie. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that part of the reason why I don't want to dive into that is because of all this, because to me, it's a dumpster fire. Now, that doesn't mean that my experience is necessarily going to be dumpster fiery, but I don't care enough to figure that out at this time. That could change, but just right now, you know, I think I'm fine with the bed rot. But still open to meeting someone in person. Still open.
I just want to say thank you to these men that I've talked to. I'm sure they're probably going to listen into this episode. So I just want to extend a thank you for taking the time to have this conversation with me. It was actually really fun, but it was also very enlightening. And it was a conversation that I think is needed. And for our audience, I hope you guys extract something important from this episode, because anyone who's single, they need to know like why men aren't approaching them, or why men are turned off, or why men are just like, no, we don't even want to engage, and that men do have feelings, and what we do and how we do it and what we say to them, it affects them.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important for everyone to know.
Absolutely. Like, men are people too. They have feelings and they have emotions. And, you know, what I have seen start to take off is, you know, those people that you can reach out to who will set up a date for you. What are they called?
Like, people who set up like a blind date,
Like, you know, those people, you pay them and they will find a date for you and they'll set it up for you. They'll find a match for matchmaking.
Matchmaking.
Matchmaking has taken off, and I get why it has. If you're a matchmaker and you know what you're doing, it's almost like you have to skip. You get to skip all of this stuff, like this disconnecting and this distortions in the dating space, and just get set up with a great guy. And I see the appeal of that. I really do.
I didn't even know matchmaking was taking off.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like,
I know it does. I just didn't know. I just didn't even realize that was so popular.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems to be something people with money engage in, because it's not cheap, allegedly. But yeah, matchmaking is an option out there. And if any of you listening find a class of like pickup art for women, or like how to have game for women, let us know, because I'm super curious about if this is something being offered, what it looks like, who's offering these things, and I'd be curious to check one out.
Definitely. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, you guys, next week, we actually have a very special guest. His name is Jake Kent, to be exact. And yeah, I just randomly met him in a coffee shop. He does have a YouTube channel. And so I'm so excited to be actually chatting with him. We are going to get the male's perspective right from the horse's mouth. And Tiara and I are both so excited about this.
Yes, we've been wanting a male on for a while. Like, we've never had an actual male guest, so this should be interesting. But what's going to be more interesting is his perspective and hearing it from his mouth. So it should be a really good chat.
Definitely. So thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope this was such an enlightening conversation as it was for me to have this conversation with these three guys. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to even share your perspective, your point of view. It was much needed, and now I have a much better understanding of how you guys feel and where you guys think dating is headed, and we're in trouble.
We're going to figure it out. We're going to unpack it. If it means that we're going to figure out how women need to navigate this new space, then we will get that information and we will share it. So definitely keep following this discussion, because it's going to evolve.
Absolutely. So thank you, everyone. And I hope you guys have a great week.
All right. Take care, you guys.